It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio with our school district update, it's Principal Polly Vogrenik from Wellington Elementary. And man, Wellington always has a lot of fun. Looks like we had some singing opportunities going on and some singing opportunities coming up. They just got through with their mid-year testing, and you always got to take time to talk about the Warrior Awards out at Wellington Elementary. Principal Vogrenik, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. We like talking about Wellington.
Oh, I love talking about Wellington, too.
Wellington is all right in my book. And so we're going to start right off the top. You said your musical majors went around and sang for some of the nursing homes.
They did. Our music teacher, Mrs. Wendy Grant, she's amazing. She works really hard with our fourth and fifth grade students. All year they do after school choir, and then she works with all of the kids during the week during their specials program. So she took a select group, which she calls her musical majors, out. They went and visited the nursing homes, Good Life Home. They went out to the senior center. So it was pretty exciting. They didn't get to do that last year, so it was really nice for them to get that opportunity again. So we're pretty excited. They're going to do a performance for their parents on Thursday night at the school. So I'm excited. It will be my first time getting to actually see them perform. I didn't go to the nursing home, so it'll be nice to see all the hard work that they've been doing for their performance for their parents.
Well, and it's always nice when they do these things like this, because it's a way of them to give back to the community, and it teaches them that at a pretty young age to go out and do things like that. And I'm sure that's one of the reasons that they do it as well. It's a lot of fun. It really is.
It is. They had a great time. You know, all of them, they were pretty excited to tell me about it when they got back, about going and how much the people appreciated it. And, you know, there were still stipulations to get to do it. They wore masks. They were very grateful to get to go out and do it. So just to keep those elderly people safe in our community, the students wore masks, but they still sung their little hearts out, so it was great.
Very good. And the singing doesn't stop there. You were saying this Friday for your holiday assembly, you're going to have a school-wide sing-along.
We are. Mrs. Grant has been teaching. She teaches music during the week, so all of the grade levels have been learning different Christmas songs. So we're going to do a sing-along where all the students are going to sing their grade-level songs, and then so we're pretty excited. We'll finish off the assembly, the musical assembly, with our monthly Warrior Awards. And so just try to kind of wrap up the year and finish it on a great positive note.
And let's talk about that while we're there. The Warrior Awards, that's your citizenship awards, right?
Correct.
That's how that works?
Correct. Every month we concentrate on a certain skill. Mrs. Bailey, our school counselor, goes around and to the classrooms. She's in there once a week. She does different lessons. And so this month, our theme was gratitude and being thankful for the things that we have and showing people gratitude. And so we like to recognize students who go above and beyond in that skill, and they're recognized every month. We have a different theme. So this month we're working on gratitude.
And that's a lot of fun too, is handing out these awards and you know, kind of singling out these kids for doing the right thing, and it kind of inspires other kids to maybe want to do those things too. Do you kind of see that in some kids? Or
I do. I went around yesterday. We just finished our mid-year testing, and I had a bunch of students already meet their end of year goals, and so our theme this year is like Under the Sea. So we're giving away, when they level up in reading, they get a Swedish fish. And then if they meet their end of year goal, we add a gem to our treasure box. So I got to go around yesterday and give out gems, which were ring pops. and to all the students who've already met their end of year goal. So, and to encourage the others to keep working to meet that their end of year goal. So it was kind of exciting. They were pretty excited. And then at the end of the year, the jewels that are in the treasure box will be given to each one of the students who meet their end of the year goal.
And while we're right there, let's talk about your mid-year testing. You said you just wrapped it up and you'll be ready to roll going into January now.
Yeah, we used to wait till January to do our testing, but the last couple of years we've done it in December because it's a short month. There's a lot of things going on. So we try to get all of our testing done in those 3 weeks in December so that once January starts, our teachers are ready to dive back into instruction, interventions, and they know where their kids are and they can set some goals with their kids. So it's really nice to have all of our testing finished, and we'll be ready to come January just out of the gate, getting going back into meeting those needs of those students.
And with as crazy as December is, it's always nice to be able to keep the kids focused on something.
Right. It is. It really is. They're excited. You know, it's kind of nice to go in and see the different activities, to watch the kindergartners. They have a countdown to Christmas right now. So every morning they glue cotton balls on Santa's face. So it's really cute to watch them. We had Christmas candy trains that kindergarten made the other day. So it's fun to see them, the excitement, but they're still being really well behaved. So it's kind of fun.
Very good. And you only have a few more days to last.
Right.
You'll be fine.
We do. We've got 4 days and it's packed full of a lot of fun activities. So it's going to be great.
All right. Principal Paulie Volgrenick from out at Wellington Elementary, thank you so much for taking the time to come in today. And you know what? Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And I'm going to let you get back to school.
Perfect. And same to you. Have a happy holiday.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.